He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the October 12th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Looks like maybe the hurricane knocked out something here on the radio equipment here in my studio, but we'll try to get that back up here momentarily. In the meantime, we're just going to have to do this on the cell phone until we get that equipment back. Well, we have a pretty good start. There we go.
We have a pretty good start to the market today. I'm just getting some feedback in my ear.
Okay. Oh, there we go. That's better. Boy, that's a rocky start to a new show here today. But we do have a pretty nice start on the market today, don't we? We have, let me get this up here, we've got the Dow up over 300 points right now after a 1,300-point sell-off here over the last 2 days. You know what? We'll take it. A little bit of breathing room. We're up 319 right now on the Dow. 25,376. The S&P 500 is up 44 points, 2,772. The NASDAQ is up 172 points. Take that, technology fans, tech heads. That's a 2.4% move. The NASDAQ is back to 7,500. The small caps are up 1.1%. They're doing the least gain of all. Crude oil is up 46 cents to $71.43. What else do we have here? We better check that bond market. Gold's down 260 to 1225. And the all-important 10-year, which many are blaming for this recent sell-off in the market, the 10-year yield is at 3.16%. And we've got the VIX really calming down today. The VIX is down 11.9%. That's the volatility index. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the remnants of Hurricane Michael have moved through Charleston, and it is bright and sunny today. Not a cloud in the sky, just a very light breeze, beautiful weather. And guess what? It seems like the market is following the action and activity of Hurricane Michael, because the market is having a good day here so far today. Now, we've got a whole, 6-7 hours to go yet here, and we know how volatile the market has been here recently. But we're off to a good start. Well, as of yesterday's close, with the market, the Dow down 1,300 points in 2 days, the NASDAQ is now at about a 10% correction. That was as of yesterday's close. In fact, I calculated 9.9%. The Dow correction, 7.1%. The S&P 500 correction, 7.2%. The S&P 600 took it the worst. That's the small cap index. The S&P 600 down 12% from its recent peak. And the emerging markets, they tacked on another 8.7% loss to their already big loss so far this year. So that is where we're at right now. You know, I'll be writing my newsletter this week, but my opening comment was, at least a hurricane gives us warning, you know. Hey, we see this thing forming out here in the Gulf. We've got just the right conditions. It should make landfall Thursday night. We don't get those kind of warnings in the stock market, do we? Wouldn't it have been nice? I think it was 10 days ago that the S&P 500 hit a new high, a new all-time high, mind you, at 2960, 2940. It was only 60 points away from 3,000, but nobody put up a hurricane warning. Nothing was forming off the island of Manhattan there in New York City. It would have been nice to have known that that was the top, or the top for maybe a while, depends on whether or not this is just a sell-off correction or the beginning of a bear, which would bring a nine-year bull to an end. We'll talk about that here today. You know where I stood as of yesterday. Have I changed my mind today? Well, I've done a lot of research, a lot of reading. I looked at a lot of charts, and I'll let you know what my observations were as the show progresses here today. But nobody warns us there's a hurricane approaching us. Nobody warns us to batten down the hatches. Nobody warns us to nail plywood up on our portfolios, right? But corrections come along. We had a big one in February. What have we done since the February correction? Does anybody know? I know. We're up 16%. Now, that's before this correction. We're up 16% since that February-March correction. We were a little bit overdue there for another correction. A little bit of profit-taking. The bond market didn't help. Fear of inflation didn't help. Fear of the Fed didn't help. Continued worries about China didn't help. Well, all of that pretty much still exists. The upcoming earnings season, which has now been kicked off, booted by J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo today. We'll see how they're doing. But that all kind of ganged up on the market. And you know what? A lot of it, so much of it is emotional. You can't take emotion out of the market. I believe that individual traders have to do their best to take emotion out of the market, because emotion is your worst enemy. But you can't take other people's emotion out of the market. And from time to time, there's going to be steep corrections. I think I'll go back to March 17th of 2009, when I put out a buy signal on the stock market. And I think I'll count how many times we've had a correction of 5% or more along the way, or how many scares of one sort or another that we've had along the way. And think about this. If you would have sold any one of those corrections or any one of those scares, you were wrong, because the market went on to hit new highs. Now, I saw him roll Peter Schiff out yesterday. Looked like he just got out of bed or out of a hibernation. He's got a long white beard now. Maybe he'll wake up when the bull market's over. But he's still calling for a bear market, okay, which he's been doing for the last 9 years. Never mind his track record or anything. But every time they wheeled these guys out, I saw David Stockman, let's wheel him out. He's going to be right one of these times. Look, if we continue to have David Stockman on the air and Peter Schiff and others, Jeff, there's another guy named Jeff on the Fox Business Channel. It's just, I don't know. He's goofy. That's all I can say. Well, if they keep wheeling these guys out, one time they're going to be right. And then they can all say, he's the guy that made that great call right at the top of the market, you know. But it hasn't happened yet. The bears have been wrong every single time for the last 9+ years. Well, the market is off to a good start today. Why? Well, Trump and Xi, They plan to meet at the G20 meeting in November. That's encouraging. Maybe there's an end in sight to the China-U.S. trade issues. China's market is down 33% since this all began. 33%. Their economy is in a tailspin. Wait till you hear their latest economic reports. What stocks are moving today? Where is the buying taking place? That's very important to watch. And guess what? Pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been held in Turkey on terrorism charges since 2016, is coming home. Hey, the sun is shining again. There's some good news out there. Let's find out where some of those sunny areas are. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Be sure and get this week's newsletter because, boy, I put a lot of work into it already. I put about 4 or 5 hours into the newsletter so far this morning. Yeah, I get up early around here, but I love what I do. You know, it's my passion. You want to read my takeaway, my analysis of what went on this last week and what I see happening in coming weeks and coming months. Now, one of the most important things we can do today, other than pour yourself a nice cold glass of Diet Mountain Dew, is take a look at what's moving today. Oh, that's very important. We want to see where the buying is taking place. Are the former leaders resuming their leadership? It's just a bunch of short covering taking place. And who's lagging the market on a strong day like that? Very, very important to take a look at those different factors. A, let's look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks. Your top mover there right now is Visa. Up 4.6%, 4.5% right now. Visa has been a leader for a long time in the market, a large cap leader at $286 billion. Visa is the biggest winner in the Dow today. In fact, it's quite a ways back to second place with Apple. Apple has also been a leader this year. It's good to see some of these leadership stocks having a good day. That's a good sign. Are we out of the woods yet? No, not yet. We'll take it a day at a time. But this certainly is encouraging today. Apple is up today 2.8%. Apple has not really corrected that much. It's down $9 a share from 229 down to 220. I don't think we have much to worry about there with Apple. The third biggest mover in the Dow today is Cisco. But it does show that there's interest in tech stocks again. Cisco's up 2%, 2.4% this morning. And then we'll go to Microsoft, up 2.2%. So that's your Dow. What is not performing today? Well, I show Verizon. Now, today it's the stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, which got a little bit of interest here the last week or so. That's a mistake. You want to move your money from a leadership stock into a soggy old stock of yesterday year just because it doesn't go down? Well, it doesn't go up either, you know? Here we are, an up day. Verizon's down 0.5%. Johnson & Johnson is flat. Coca-Cola is flat. My Mountain Dew's got plenty of fizz. Travelers is flat. Procter & Gamble is flat. What do all those stocks have in common? Soggy, soggy, soggy. Stodgy, old growth giants of yesteryear. You don't want to own them in a bull market. You don't want to own them in a bear market. All right, let's take a look at the S&P 500 here. What's the leadership stock? What's the leading S&P 500 mover here today? Well, look at this. We've got number one is Autodesk. ADSK, a stock that I have owned in the past, I do not own now. They make CAD/CAM software. If you're an engineer or an architect, you know all about Autodesk. Number two, it's a stock I do own, Take 2 Interactive. It's the number 2, and it is taking 2. It's taking second place in the race for the S&P today. It's up 5.9% today. Activision Blizzard, number 3, another leisure game maker. It's up 5.7%. Then we go to Netflix, which has been under pretty heavy pressure recently. Netflix is up 5.7%. I saw an upgrade by somebody for Netflix here today. Then we get to Alaska Air, up 5.1% today. Well, oil prices are dropping. That's helping Alaska Air. We've got Salesforce up 5%. Salesforce is back to where I sold it not too long ago this past week. Visa is next, up 4.7%. Nvidia up 4.6%. MasterCard, another leader, up 4.4%. How's Amazon doing today? Up 4.3%. Now, those stocks are all up about 2 or 3 times the percentage that the overall market is up. You want to take a look at how they're doing in relation to the overall market. That's called relative strength. Another one that I like and I own, Intuit, up 4.2%. And another one I like and I own is CF Industries, up 4.4%. All right, let's turn to the small cap index, the S&P 600. Oh, wait a minute. What's not working in the S&P 500? That's also important. In fact, I see some sectors today that are still weak despite a pretty good day in the market. I see gold, Newmont Mining, down 3.5%. The gold stocks continue to be laggards despite, it's a little bit of interest here recently. PNC Financial, which reported earnings. The banks, I don't see the banks up in that leadership role right now. And I see stodgy old stocks of yesteryear at the bottom. Philip Morris, Altria Group, General Electric, Kraft Heinz, Sealed Air, they're at the bottom of the pile. Now let's look at the small cap index, S&P 600, which is down 11% since the correction started to take place. Just like what? Oh, I think the S&P 600, the small caps, they hit a high about a month ago. They might have been one clue that there was something wrong with the market. The small caps were starting to give up their leadership role. But they're down now 11% from their high. That's what the correction is in the small caps. Who's leading the small caps today? Well, let's see. Stamps.com. Okay, I know the post office is going to raise stamp prices on us again. I don't really see anything that jumps off the page there. Now, let's check the NASDAQ, all right, before we move on here. The NASDAQ leaders, Activision Blizzard, NetEase, NVIDIA, Amazon, Intuit, Workday, Illumina, Adobe, pretty good group of stocks that are leading the market. So that's a very important factor to take a look at those leadership stocks. Let's see how Square is doing. Square is not in any index, but Square is having a very good day, up 5.6%. All right. We've got Andrew Brunson, the pastor, back. We've got Trump meeting with Xi. No, not that Xi. Meeting with Xi of China in November. Maybe there's some hope there for some kind of a powwow and some kind of peace pipe being smoking. We got another very big prediction on the bond market from Jeffrey Gundlach, our friend over at Double Line Total Bond. Here's where he sees the bond market headed next and the stock market headed next. We got news on the Fed, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Tesla, Canopy Growth, Ford. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got Jeffrey Gundlach chiming in today. He says the 30-year Treasury could rise above 4% and the 10-year rate to 3.6. There's one we want to focus on. He's calling for 3.6%. We're currently at 3.14 before the bond market calms down. He says one of the things that is really fascinating about this sell-off in bonds is what's happening. It's happening in the context of really high short position against the Treasury market, he says. Well, you know what? We'll see. And I also heard Jamie Dimon comment this morning that he thinks he's one of the guys that's pretty aggressive on his call on interest rates. He thinks interest rates are headed to 4%. Rather soon, which would just cause more carnage in the bond market. So you're getting a little bit of a rally in the bond market here and a kind of a flight to safety. I would continue to avoid the bond market, which before this all began, that long bond ETF was down 11%, negative 11% year to date. Who do you blame for this recent sell-off? Trump blames the Fed. I'm surprised he doesn't blame Nancy Pelosi or, Maxine Waters. It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve, says the president, responding to a question about the stock market. Maybe Kanye West. I don't know. I think the Fed is too far stringent and they're making a mistake. Well, we'll see. But he says he's not going to fire Chairman Powell. Okay, earnings season is now underway officially. We've got about six or seven stocks that have now reported out of 500. And in the newsletter this weekend, I'll be updating the forecast. Has this past week done anything to the overall S&P 500 forecast? You want to take the emotion out of the equation? Look at the numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I'm very methodical, very analytical. What impact has this past week, plus higher interest rates, plus continued problems with China, plus maybe a little bit of fear of inflation. Now, what has it done to the forecast? Have the analysts taken their pencil to the S&P 500 earnings estimates and lowered them, kept them the same, raised them? That's very, very important information because stocks trade on earnings, yes, but more importantly, they trade on earnings expectations. From 1 week ago, which I put out the expectations last Friday in the newsletter, which I do every week, what has happened to those expectations over the last 7 days? Critical, critical piece of evidence this Friday, critical piece of evidence next Friday. Critical piece of evidence when this earnings season is all over. Well, J.P. Morgan chimed in today. J.P. Morgan beat earnings, strong consumer banking growth. They beat their consensus a little bit. Their average core loans up 2% quarter over quarter, up 6% year over year. Their provision for credit losses, there's another important factor. Is credit loss going up or down? Well, it fell quite a bit at J.P. Morgan. That's a good sign. They don't have as many provisions for credit losses, potential credit losses, as they used to before this all started to take place. And J.P. Morgan is up 45 cents on the day. The bank sector is not a leading sector in the market. The bank sector has been very weak this year. There's been a few times I've dabbled with a few banks, have had no success whatsoever with any banks or any really financials for that matter. Who else reported earnings this morning? Citigroup. They beat earnings by a nickel. And the stock is up 1.9% this morning. Citigroup comes in at $1.73 in earnings. They'll be one of those 500 stocks that impact that S&P 500. They beat by 5 cents. Their net income rose to $4.6 billion from $4.4 billion. You know, it's just not very much of a growth company. Citigroup's been growing their earnings by 7% per year over the last 10 years, but they're calling it a solid year-over-year revenue growth quarter. Wells Fargo, which has had nothing but issues over the last several years. Wells Fargo missed earnings by 3 cents, but the stock is up 1.3%, and that's based on the guidance that they gave going forward. So far, the three big banks that have reported earnings, they didn't guide lower, they didn't guide down, they didn't soften their expectations on their company or the economy, but again, that's a very small sampling. Tesla. If you want to buy a Tesla, you want to do it before October 15th. That's when you can still qualify for the full $7,500 federal tax credit. Customers ordering after that won't qualify for the full tax credit because Tesla crossed over 200,000 electric vehicle sales mark in July. Well, that's going to put Tesla at a big disadvantage because if you buy a Mercedes-Benz electric car, BMW, Audi, you're going to get that full $7,500 tax credit. Let's see how Tesla is holding up in this market today. Tesla is up $5 a share. It's up 2%. I have no interest in Tesla, the stock. How are the marijuana stocks doing today? That's a risk-on sector. CGC, Canopy Growth, up 4.3% today. Tilray, up 6.3% today. Canopy has news. Their CEO, Bruce Linton, tells the Financial Post during an interview that there is no chance, none whatsoever, that licensed cannabis producers will meet the consumer demand on day one of legalization in Canada 5 days from now. Well, that could put upwards pressure on cannabis prices, and he's hoping to benefit from that. Linton thinks the supply-demand equation will normalize in 2019 and 2020. Then we go across the pond for more cannabis news. Medical cannabis is okayed in the United Kingdom effective November 1st. Doctors in England, Wales, and Scotland will be able to prescribe cannabis-based medicines for patients beginning November 1st. So keep your eye on that. How about does Bitcoin do during a sell-off? Is Bitcoin a safe haven? The answer to that is absolutely not. Bitcoin has sold off right along with the market. And today, Coinbase, which is one of the largest crypto exchanges, has seen the number of monthly U.S. customers trading on its platform decline 80% over the last 9 months. Did you get that? Coinbase, remember that? That's that app you can download. That's the online trading where you can trade cryptos to your heart's content. The number of monthly U.S. customers trading on Coinbase's platform has declined 80% since the beginning of the year. Not good. In another news from Coinbase, they're shutting its index fund to refocus on a new retail offer. No more index fund coming from Coinbase. Instead, they're starting a new feature called Coinbase Bundle. Well, you can diversify all your cryptos. That allows users to buy a bundle of coins listed on its, like buying a bundle of baseball cards, you know? Half of them are garbage, 90% of them are garbage. Maybe there's one decent one in there. Kurt Gibson, 1983, something like that. That's a good one there. I watched that little story on Kurt Gibson last night. He's a strange guy. I know he has Parkinson's these days, but he's very unemotional. And when he was traded to the Dodgers from Detroit, I want to say 1983, and that's the year they won it all when he hit that big home run off of Dennis Eckersley of the A's. Bottom of the ninth with one man on and one of the most stunning sports moments of all time. They were interviewing him last night, and just a very kind of mechanical kind of guy. You know, he was coaching the Diamondbacks, and I happened to talk to Ian Kennedy, who was playing for him and then came to the Padres. And Ian says, you know, the guy never smiles. I don't know what it is about Kurt Gibson, but man, he was intense as a player. Wait till you hear the economic report out of China when we come back. I would think China is chomping at the bit to get this thing resolved. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. You know, I looked at a lot of mutual funds yesterday. Some of the popular Fidelity growth funds, some of the American funds of America growth funds, most of them down between 8 and 11% over the last 8 to 10 days from their peak to their trough. And as I said, nobody warns like they would do with a hurricane. They can see it forming off the Gulf, and they start putting together the storm tracker together, and they start warning people to get out of the path of the hurricane, to move to high ground. And some people don't listen. Just like the bond market, I've been warning for a long time about the bond market, and yet I know a lot of people that have taken it on the chin. I warned about the emerging markets earlier this year, and a lot of people don't. They're going to ride it out. That's the way it is. But there is a storm that has now come through. The sun is shining a little bit today. The question is, and I'll answer that in my newsletter this weekend, is it just another correction? Was it just another correction? Is it just another correction like the one we had back in February of this year? Because back in February of this year, if it's a correction, that proved to be a great buying opportunity because the market went up 16%. Think of that, 16% when that correction was over. What's going to happen? Is this correction going to end? Or are we going to get a little bounce, a sucker rally, they call it, and then proceed to hit new lows once again? Well, I've analyzed as much as I can possibly analyze. I'll get some key data here after the show is over here. I've got to go to my earnings forecast and see if there's been any major changes, but there's still some data I have to look at. I've looked at about 80% of what I need to look at so far, and this will be a very important newsletter that I put out today, or hopefully tomorrow morning is what I'm really, really shooting. I say that every week. But you know what? I just refuse to compromise on the newsletter. If there's extra work that's got to be put into it because of conditions in the market, I put that extra work in. But I will tell you that I've already put about 4 or 5 hours into it. I have a very good start. And, you know, I will give you my take. I will tell you this, in the app, the NASDAQ gave a sell signal yesterday for the first time. I can't remember the last time it gave a sell signal, but that has to be confirmed by other factors. The S&P 500 in the app, if you look at SPY, S-P-Y, pull it up in the app and you go down, you'll see a sell signal. And you know that's been either hold, weak hold, strong hold, weak buy, buy for the last umpteen months. So that's pretty significant. Now, whether it's confirmed or not, that's another question. That's what I'll be answering in the newsletter. The Dow, on the other hand, DIA is the proxy I use for the Dow, is still on a hold signal. All right, here come the upgrades, right? Okay, market goes down. Good to see some upgrades. What are they upgrading this morning? What are the analysts, what is the analyst community looking at? First, the big news out of China. China auto sales tanking. China auto sales. Well, Ford's sales in China dropped 43% in September. to just 64,000 vehicles. I'm sure that Ford and the other car makers that sell into China, GM sells more cars in China than they do in the U.S., would love to see some kind of resolution to the trade spat. Well, here come the upgrades. Macquarie upgrades Microsoft today. You know, Mike, I say Microsoft has not really corrected that much. I would say the average growth mutual fund has corrected by about 8 or 10%, very similar to what they did in February. Microsoft has not corrected that much. It's getting an upgrade today on this little pullback. Been waiting for a pullback on Microsoft. Here's your chance. Microsoft is up 2.9% today. Citigroup upgrades Netflix today. You know, I'm skeptical on Netflix. I sold it earlier, a few months back. I'm just happy to be out of it for now. I think there's a lot of competition coming along in streaming, and I think that the pace of Netflix new subscriptions is slowing down considerably. Now, that's just me, but that's the way I feel. Nomura, they like IAC, which is Interactive Corp., Barry Diller's company. It's having a very good day. It's up 3.8%. They're giving it a $246 target price. It's at $200. If you've been waiting for a pullback in Interactive Corp., IAC, $17 billion company, there's your chance. Cannonball, I never heard of them. That's a bad name for a brokerage firm. You don't want your stocks going down like a cannonball. Anyways, they upgrade WWE, World Wrestling, to a buy. I especially like it when the wrestling continues after the bell rings. Did you see that in that Ultra UFC fight? The guy attacked the other corner, the doctor, everybody, you know? He went after them all after the fight was over. That's always interesting. World Wrestling upgraded by Cannonball. WWE, it's up 2.3%. And let's see, what else? Dollar Tree hits a new 52-week low. Okay, well, we'll end with that on that encouraging note. Well, anyways, we've had a wild and woolly week. I've told you where we're at right now so far in this correction, or is it the beginning of a bear? We're now down anywhere from 7 to 12%. And nobody rang a bell at the top. Nobody warned that there was a sell-off coming to Wall Street. You know what? Most people were negative for the year. If you had an asset allocation of bonds, stocks, and emerging markets, you were already underwater, and then you took it on the chin again. It was much better to be in a very strong position for the year, like I was when this correction came along. And I couldn't tell you that I currently have about a 45% cash position. I'm 55% invested, and I'm having a very good day today. But through natural attrition, I locked in some profits. I don't like stocks to go down more than 10, 11%, 12, somewhere in there from where I buy them. Very methodical on the sell side and on the buy side. If you'd like to talk to me about active management, GundersonCapital.com. Sign up for Atlanta. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, or call us, 855-611-BEST. Have a great
day. This show
everybody.
Is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.